Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Brian Amber Jackson. I want to invite you to our show. We are now broadcasting on Twitcher as well as TuneIn. So we'll be doing the show. It's a short show today. It's only going to be an hour. I sound like a pilot, don't I, Ellen, of an airline. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Please remain seated. And if you want to leave the show, you can see the exits to your right and to your left. Make sure you leave the show in a single file and walk accordingly and be responsible for your listening audience. Sound like a pilot. So it's going to only be an hour, so if you'd like to come in the show, Ellen will give you that information. And welcome to the show, and have a good Memorial Day. Ellen?
Yeah, if you'd like to come us, the number is 319-567-099. Today on the show, Harriet Tubman on trial. Today we judge Harriet Tubman. In Harriet Tubman's own words, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Slavery, as inhuman as it was legal." We're not judging Harriet Tubman as a moral and decent person, but on the evidence of the law. Is Harriet Tubman a criminal? And if so, does Donald Trump have a point to hold out putting her face on the $20 bill? We invite you to be a part member of this jury and advocate for justice, not just for the slaves, but justice for all. Just a reminder, it's so inappropriate to say Happy Memorial Day. Don't be a moron. People died for this country. Just say I remember and God bless. A day to remember. And other news, events, box office, politics, and more. And again, if you'd like to come into the show, the number is 319-527-6099. And don't forget to download the Stitcher and TuneIn app and search for Brian Hammer Jackson, and we can hammer this out daily. And now,
that's right. Thank you, Ellen.
The number one personality, Brian Hammer Jackson.
That's right. Yep. Number one guy in the morning on Blog Talk, and now we will be the number one guy in TuneIn and Stitcher. We'll be right back. Enjoy the show. And the number again to call in is, what's the number, Ellen?
319-527-6099.
That'll get you in live.
Yep.
And the rest of the people can hear you on podcasts. We can reach up to well over millions and millions of people. We'll be right back with our main story. We put Harriet Tubman on trial today. Oh, Ellen, did you know that the Navy reported a lot of UFOs lately? It was just in the news. If we have time to do that, we'll do that story too. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
It's always hype. And with me and the crew leaving Shenzhen, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please.
I was hoping you'd talk. Did you know what I did? Yeah, I know. I screwed up. I forgot I had it in the studio. I thought I had it in my speaker, so I hit it on mute, and I'm thinking it was dead air, but then I realized it's in the studio. All right, so I blew that. Forget that. Forget coffee. Let's get right to the story. Ellen, the reason why we're doing this story is because Donald Trump did something recently, and I don't know it was good. When I first heard about it, this is about Harriet Tubman. And the headline says, Harriet Tubman is unwelcome on Donald Trump's $20 bill. That's what the story said.
Yeah. Mhm.
I didn't read this. And so you know who Harriet Tubman is, right?
Yeah, I know who Harriet Tubman is.
Well, Harriet Tubman, in her own words, said, and I quote, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." From her own words. All right. Now, the reason we're doing this story, of course, is Memorial Day, and there's a lot of African-American people who gave their lives for this country. We're not being written about in our history books, as well as Asians and Latinos and so on and so forth. Our history books are a little biased, but here's the story. So who's on a $20 bill? You may need to reach for your wallet or Google to recall. It's a big thing for some. So big has President Donald Trump descending to a new low. Now, last week, the U.S. Treasury Secretary of State, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, he announced that Trump administration will delay the release of the new $20 bill. He would delay it. And, of course, on the new $20 bill will be Harriet Tubman. But Donald Trump wants to delay this until after he leaves the office. So some people wrote an opinion piece in April 2016. The Obama administration announced that Tubman will be the new face of the $20 bill, replacing former President Andrew Jackson. Now, we all know about Andrew Jackson. He was a little cuckoo. He should have been impeached. I'm not getting into that. Well, he was. He's one who flew over the nest. And actually, if you really want to think about it, if you look in Andrew Jackson's history, you can almost compare him to Trump. Similar. You know, they voted for him, and they wanted Action Jackson, and they got cuckoo. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think if you run for president, everybody has to be a little cuckoo. You have to be a little cray-cray to run for president.
Right.
I mean, because let me ask you a question. Okay, mm-hmm. Isn't it a little narcissistic of you to think that you can run a country? It's a little dictatory that you can run a country.
Are you saying that you put the dictator in that sentence? Are you saying that men are overcompensating with something, that you might have a little dictator in there? If they want to think they can run for office, might be overcompensating.
No, you're the one who took it that way. I'm just saying you have to be a little narcissistic to think that you can run a country.
That's right. I agree with you. I can't even run my life, let alone three, you know. I don't know. How many people are 365 million people? I don't know.
See you running the country. You're in charge of a daycare center full of 65 million people.
Well, you know what? I'm on the air right now, and we could reach that. So, but let's go into the story. Do me a favor. I want you to Google Andrew Jackson. I mean, I hope I have my facts straight, but if I'm correct, he was wasn't that the president they were trying to impeach way back in the day? But I'll go on with the story while you Google that. Okay. Andrew Jackson is next to Brian. President Andrew Jackson. So anyway, the former slave would be the first black woman to be featured on the U.S. currency. The new bill will be released in 2020 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
Are you trying to say commemorate?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Commemorate.
You were saying commemorate.
That's what I said. I said commemorate.
Commemorate.
No, I didn't. You'll read.
Yes.
You'll do the tape back. I know what I said. Commemorate. Shh. Where's Andrew? I thought you're looking for Andrew. He's next to Waldo. Let me know when you find him. Andrew Jackson.
I'm looking for Andrew.
Commemorate, Ellen.
Okay, did you know that Andrew Jackson's supporters, they were the ones that founded the Democratic Party?
No, I did not know that.
Yep,
that's why they're so screwed up. Well, go ahead. Keep reading. I'm almost done. I didn't know that he was in office when the Democratic Party was formed. I'm thinking, isn't Andrew Jackson the one that they wanted to impeach? Keep reading further.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
I'll keep doing
about
it. Okay, let me keep reading. Thank you. You're not commemorate with me, Ellen. Kefefe. It's a word. it's not a decision that likely to come until way past my term. Even if I serve the second term for the president, Mnuchin, to the U.S. House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, so I'm not focused on that for the moment. The Tubman bills probably won't emerge until 2028, he said. Tubman was chosen from thousands of nominations. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said the $20 bill would be redesigned. With Tubman's image on the front and Andrew Jackson's on the back. Oh, that would look good. She's on the front, he's on the back. I don't know how that would look. You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of like slavery, like he's in back of her? I don't know if I want that bill. Can I? Ew. Because I don't know. Really? They still can't get rid of Andrew Jackson? Keep reading. Really?
Yeah.
President Obama.
Being impeached.
Well, I'm sure it was Jackson. Okay, put in Andrew Jackson, President Jackson, and put in impeach. See if anything comes up, please. I'm sure it was. All right. But President Obama's time ran out and Trump took over. It's so petty. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump said he opposed honoring Tubman on the 20, calling it pure political correctness. Adding to the insult, Trump has suggested Tubman could be added to the discounted.
I found it.
Okay, hold it. Don't read it yet. Don't read it yet. I'm almost done. Okay. So Trump said, adding to insult, Trump had suggested that Tubman could be added to the discontinued $2 bill. Tubman, Tubman, a prolific conductor on the famed Underground Railroad, was born a slave in Maryland in 1920. I didn't know they still had slavery in 1920 in the 1900s. You know what I mean? I'm still dealing with, okay, I understand, 1718. 1920? Wow. Was born a slave in Maryland in 1920. After years of hardship and physical abuse, she escaped to freed territory in Philadelphia. Over a decade, she returned to the South on 19 perilous trips and escorted over 300 slaves to freedom, according to the Africans in America. And that's from PBS.org. Courageous and strategic, Tubman would steal his slave master's horse. And buggy for the first leg of the trip. She spirited slaves out of town on Saturday night. Well, it's a weekend. You know what I mean, Ella? It's a weekend. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do it during work week. You know, you got a job to do, but it's a weekend. So she would steal the slave master's horse and buggy for the first leg of the trip. She spirited slaves out. She spirited slaves out of town on Saturday night before the notices of runways could be posted in the Monday morning newspaper. I didn't know they posted that. What is it? Lost and found? Have you seen my safe? He was here Friday. Please return him. They would put it in the newspaper before. That's interesting. She was spirited slaves out of town on Saturday night before the notices of runaways could be posted in the Monday morning newspapers. She carried a gun.
Wow.
A gun. To prevent her fellow fugitives from giving up her, or turning back. So many of the slaves goes, I want to go back. She would shoot them. She carried a gun to prevent her fellow. Right, we're not saying freeing the slave. We're kidnapping you, dumb black ass. That's basically what I'm reading here. Is like, she would put a gun saying, "I'm going to shoot you, and prevent you from going back. This will convince you." All right, thank you for freedom. I mean, if you really want to put her in modern day, Harriet Tubman is Rihanna.
What the hell does Rihanna have to do with Harriet Tubman?
She would do the same thing, carry a gun. She would kill you if you want to go back. And hey, bitch, where my money? Did you see the video? Same thing. Didn't she kill that woman and put her in a case?
Bitch, better have my
money. Bitch,
you
better have my money. You better have my money. Same thing. Listen to this. Most people didn't know this. She would steal a slave's master horse and buggy for the first leg of the trip. Then she would spirited slaves out of town on a Saturday night before the notice of runaways could be posted in the Monday morning newspapers. She carried a gun to prevent her fellow fugitives, the people who she's smuggling, from giving up or turning back. You be free or die, she told them. You be free or die. That's what she said. Wait a minute, where's the... You be free or die. That's
wow.
What she told them. Put that on your bumper sticker. And drive down Brooklyn and drive down Compton.
Can you see that? Be free or die.
You be free or die. Put that in Chicago and Detroit. Put that on a bumper sticker. You be free or die. Right now, I don't know if this is kidnapping. I don't know if it's this. I don't know.
So, you know what? By today's standards, she'd be a serial kidnapper. She'd be a human trafficker.
Right. We can go from the beginning. It's like, what is the, I know. She was the first human trafficker ever in history. Harriet Tubman.
Wow.
And in the beginning, she says, I freed over 300 slaves. I would have freed more, thousands more, if they knew they were slaves. I don't know if that's the case. The bodies are left on the trail. I'm just thinking, you know what I mean? this is what it says. You'll be free or die, she told them. Tubman later helped the Union Army win the Civil War, working as a cook, nurse, and even a spy. Busy girl. President Andrew Jackson, meanwhile, owned dozens of slaves. There is Jackson. There's Action Jackson. I know he's going to pick up and pop up. Yeah, and he done. Andrew Jackson, that son of a bitch, man. That son of a bitch. He used to just, dip his wick in the apple tree. You know what I mean? He used to go down there and do the slaves. He had so many kids, too, by the way, from slaves. Did you know that? Action Jackson.
Yeah.
That's what they called him. Action Jackson. President Andrew Jackson, meanwhile, owned dozens of slaves and oversaw the deportation of Native Americans from the South. How good can this guy get any better? I mean, this guy is so freaking evil. Now he owned a lot of slaves. It's like, okay, I'm going to make sure the Native Indians are getting forced out. And guess this. So Andrew Jackson, this piece of work, Action Jackson, owned dozens of slaves and oversaw the deportation of Native Americans from the Southeast. Does that remind you of anything with Trump? Think of the correlation with the immigration?
Yeah.
Trump doesn't want her on the bill. Think about this. I think this is his favorite president. He oversaw the deportation of Native Americans from the Southeast, forcing them on a torturous deadly journey to the West called the Trail of Tears. You know about the Trail of Tears, Ellen?
Yeah, I read about it in school, but refreshed my memory.
Well, that's me dating a lot of my ex-girlfriends, and usually that's what happened, the Trail of Tears. It's usually my tears. All you have to do, you have a little bit. I'm going to have you read a little bit about Action Jackson, President Action Jackson, and then a little bit of Trail of Tears, because remember, this guy is on the $20 bill. Trump is an admiring fan. He has arranged to have Jackson's portrait installed in the Oval Office. The American power establishment worships the almighty dollar. No one worships the dollar more than Trump. He could not abide the idea of heroic, universally admired. admired black women gracing his money. I don't understand that. He could not abide the idea of a heroic. Oh, okay. He could not abide the idea of a heroic, universally admired black woman gracing his money. Oh, okay. Okay. Trump rose to power by denigrating, discounting, and humiliating women. Huh?
I don't think it's just black women. I think it's any woman.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. But let's stick with the program here. I can tell a woman wrote this because a man would not say this. Trump rose to power by denigrating, discounting, and humiliating women, especially women of color. I bet you a woman wrote this article. It's just one more way Trump is telegraphing to the racist and sexist and his base that we are never giving up this country. We will never give an inch to those people. What? Just because he doesn't want the woman on the money, here's where the story gets sideways. Whether you think of Trump or whatever, here's where you're supposed to be doing the facts. Here's where it gets sideways here. When they said it's just one more way Trump is telegraphing to the racist and sexist. If you take away the racist and the sexist, we have nobody here on earth. So, you know what I mean?
Who
else is left?
Are you saying that Earth is a bunch of racist and sexist people?
Welcome. I mean, who's left?
I have no idea.
We're all a little sexist. Even women are sexist. You know what? I mean, especially women are sexist because the first thing a man will do if he speaks something, let me tell you, yeah. The first thing a woman will do if a man says something, hey, nice pair of tits. You know, a good compliment. The first thing she does is what, Ellen? She gets upset and thinks it's an insult. Right? She's the sexist one. We're just commenting what we're seeing. How dare she? Let's continue. Thank you. Harry Tubman, one of the legions of freedom fighters who made our country great. There are not enough $20 bills in this universe to change that. I want to see who wrote this article. So we're going to put her on. Who wrote this article? She was of course, Laura Washington. Of course. But it's apropos to have a Washington write about a Jackson in his Memorial Day. So that was going on. And today we're going to put her on trial. What did she do? And Ellen... Ellen?
Yes.
What we want to do is I want you to now put this on trial now. I need you to get me to the Harriet Tubman Wikipedia, and we find out more about what she did. Okay? So today we're putting Harriet Tubman on trial, and you heard her crimes.
Okay, did you want me to read about Andrew Jackson? And his impeachment?
Well, sure. Let's hear that. When I get
okay.
Ready.
Wikipedia says that when he persisted in trying to...
Because I want
to
go, I want to go through each step with Andrew Jackson because if Andrew Jackson did not break the law, we're still here. So go ahead.
Okay, it says when he persisted in trying to dismiss Secretary of War Edwin Stanton... He was impeached by the House of Representatives and narrowly avoided conviction in the Senate and removal from office. So this, okay, it sounds like it was a Bill Clinton thing. He was impeached, but he wasn't removed.
Right.
After failing to win the 1868 Democratic presidential nomination, Johnson left office in 1869.
I don't think there was any precedent. And Google this, Ellen, because I don't think there was. Has there been any U.S. president in history, this includes Washington, who's ever been impeached and removed from office? I don't think there has been. I don't think they have been impeached or removed. I think there's only two presidents that have been tried to be impeached. I think it's Nixon. No, Nixon resigned. He wasn't removed. He resigned from office. I think only two people in the history that's been impeached, I think it's Jackson and Clinton. But I don't think they were removed. So look at that. Google that. See if there's any U.S. president ever been impeached and removed from the office. That should be interesting. Because in my head, I don't think there is one. Okay, our show, Ellen, that clock is not right. We got about a half an hour left. Am I correct?
No.
I'm going to adjust the time.
It says that we have an hour and 4 minutes.
No, I know what the show says, but you, how much time do you have? Because we're just going to do an hour show and we're out. So I think we're already in a half an hour. How much time do you have? You have a half an hour before you have to leave. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let me adjust this time because it's, I'm going to put it in 30 minutes now. See if it changes. Hold on. And that tells me we've got 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
All right, let me go. Oh, keep reading about it. I'll adjust the time.
Okay.
This time, now it says we've got 3 minutes left. What the hell is going on with this? Hold on. Okay, there you go. Look at the time now. That's when we're out. We only got 33 minutes left. I adjusted the time.
Okay.
Read to me. Go.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm trying to find it. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Here's a list of individuals impeached by the House of Representatives.
Individuals.
I mean, did,
no.
Did
I don't
individual.
Want individuals. I want presidents. Presidents.
I'm looking, but it doesn't have anything about. I'm looking.
Exactly.
Hold on.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think there is.
Hold on.
Okay.
I found some. Presidents of the United States. Okay. Okay, let's see. There are only two impeached presidents in the United States history, meaning only two presidents have been charged by the House of Representatives.
I think Clinton and Jackson.
Yeah.
How many presidents
Andrew
were
Johnson
impeached? Okay,
Bill Clinton. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was, wait a minute. Am I thinking Johnson or Jackson? Which one am I saying who's in,
Yeah, it was, it
wait a
was,
minute. Was Andrew? We got to get on the same page. Hold on, Ellen. Ellen, hold on.
Yes?
The one that you're reading about, Andrew Jackson, was that the son of a bitch, or did I get, I've confused Jackson with Johnson? I think I confused Jackson with Johnson.
Yeah,
Johnson
you
was
did,
a cuckoo son of a bitch.
Yeah, this says that him and Bill Clinton have been the only two presidents in history that have been impeached.
Okay, I have to apologize. So I confused Andrew Johnson, who was the son of a bitch, and called it Jackson. I am so wrong. All right, let's rewind the tape, edit that, because I'm never wrong. I'm giving. Let's go back to Andrew Jackson. Let's go back to, Andrew Johnson was the cuckoo one. He was the crazy-ass one. But I'm surprised that, let's go back to Jackson. So Trump liked Jackson. For what reason? Give me a little bit of a bio on Jackson.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up Andrew Jackson's Wikipedia again.
Yeah, I want to hear something about Andrew Jackson, because this is where we're going to put Tugman on trial here. Because right now what I hear that she has crimes is she forced people in the Underground Railroad. She says either you die or be free. I'm thinking kidnapping. She did it on the weekend. She stole the master's buggy. She's a criminal. She's a criminal.
Yep.
She's a criminal. And back in those times, so to put her on the money, I have to agree with Trump. Why would you want a criminal? So at the court, why would you want a criminal on a $20 bill? Whether she did it for the right reason or she did it for any other reason, that makes no difference. Back in the day, that was against the law. And I didn't know they had. Ellen, here's another thing. When did they abolish slavery? Why is it 19? Well, it says 1920. She was born a slave in 1920.
Wow.
It has to be a typo. 1920. You think they meant 1820? I'm reading it. It says she. Ellen, go to Wikipedia and find Tugman, Harriet Tugman, and see when she was born. This one says 1920. It's hard for me to believe she was born in 1920. Because when did they free the slaves? When did the slaves were freed?
Hold on. They freed the slaves after the Civil War. The Civil War ended in 1865, didn't it?
No, don't ask me. You got the Google thing. Find out when they ended slavery, because this article doesn't sound right. She's saying Tugman was born a slave in Maryland in 1920? That doesn't sound right. It had to be 1820. That's what the article says, 1920.
Yeah, slavery was ended in 1865 when the Civil War ended.
Yeah, right. So the article either did a typo or they did not have somebody proofreading this. So it was born when? 1860? Was it, Ellen? When did it end?
Okay. Slavery was abolished in 1865.
Okay. So the article is wrong. It says 1920. And it says it right here, so I didn't make that mistake. 1865. Okay. Look up the law, slavery laws in, what was it, 1865 you just said?
Yeah.
See if there's any laws on slavery in 1865, slavery laws, and just put in 1865, anything comes up. So therefore, what I'm arguing is people, when the social media stuff was coming up, and people think, oh, my God, look what she did, and she freed them. I don't know. In her own words, she said, I could have freed a lot more if they only knew they were slaves. Well, who are you? That tells me there are a lot of people up there saying, I don't want to go with you. And I understand what she's saying. I cannot free you once I get you because I could get caught. So I have a lot. I could understand the activism saying that if I free you, you get caught. You tell them about me. They're going to catch me. They kill me. So once we make this trip, either you get free or you die. I could understand that, but that's not a good train ticket that I want to be on that kind of train. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got to remember.
Did you know that slavery started in 1619, started in America in 1619 when a Dutch ship brought 20 African slaves ashore
in the British colony?
Yeah.
And you don't want to read that book. I mean, it's like bury your heart at wounded knee. That's another story. But what I'm trying to say, if you're going to free the motherfucker, and I don't know how long it took to get free, because I'm sure they didn't really have like a food plan there. Like, you know, they serve you on your trip, you know what I mean? It's not like it's a first class cruise. There are people who probably had no food. There are people who are probably nights hiding into cold weather and under this. And I can understand people who say, you know what, I don't want to be free. And being free of what? You free me, okay? Well, they don't have Uber back then, so you freed me. Yeah, you're free now. Free to do what? Can I get a job? I have no resume. Chances are I don't know the same language of you guys because there are different tribes being taken. So what am I free to do? So anyway, give me a little bit of Andrew Jackson, and I just made a big mistake. I was talking about Andrew Johnson, who was the son of a bitch. Give me a little bit about Andrew Jackson.
Okay. Andrew Jackson, he was March 15th, 1767, and he died June 8th, 1845. He was an American soldier.
I didn't know you were sick.
Yeah. He was an American soldier. And he served at the as the seventh president of the United States from 1829 to 1837. Before being elected to the presidency, Jackson gained fame as a general in the United States Army and served in both houses of Congress. As President Jackson advanced the rights of the common man against the corrupt aristocracy.
Yeah, it's not so easy, is it, Ellen? Yeah, not so easy.
Oh.
The aristocrats, continue.
Okay, born in the colonial Carolina to a Scotch-Irish family in the decade before the American Revolutionary War, Jackson became a frontier lawyer and married Rachel Donaldson Robards. He served briefly in the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate, representing Tennessee. After resigning, he served as a justice on the Tennessee Supreme Court from 1798 until 1804. Jackson purchased a property later known as the Hermitage and became a wealthy slave-owning planter. In 1801, he was appointed colonel of the Tennessee Militia and was elected its commander the following year. He led troops during the Creek War of 1813-1814, winning the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. The subsequent Treaty of Fort Jackson required the Creek surrender of vast lands in present day.
Okay, that's enough. He's an American hero. Andrew Jackson is an American hero. Now, you're telling me now it's time for us to serve sentence. You are telling me that you want Harriet Tubman, who partied over on the plantation, stole the master's buggy,
party.
Took slaves. No, she did it Saturday night. Took slaves off the plantation, and with the warning, like, instead of welcome to American Airlines, it's like, be free or die. Maybe they didn't sign up for this travel. Like, did you read the brochure? It says, welcome, be free or die. Shit. Can we get off this train? No. They're going to kill you.
Oh my God. Be free or die.
Be free or die. And she said, I'm pretty sure she took a lot of slaves against her will. Maybe the guy was like, you know, he's going to the outhouse. The slave is going to the outhouse on a Saturday night. And he hears, you know, huh? I got a buggy. Well, Master told me I got to go back in. No, get over here. Well, Master, get your black ass over here. And then she put a gun to us and said, be free or die. Okay, I'm going north. That's how it happened. No different than the boat ride from Africa saying, hey, is a carnival cruise free? Come here. Come on.
Wow.
You can be the entertainment while we get there. Now appearing. Here we go. Here we go. Now do that. No, wait, do that song while we're taking the rest of the slaves over. Nobody knows the trouble was in. That's it. Come on. We're almost there.
No, or what's the other one? It's Zippity Doo Dah Day.
Exactly. Camp Town Lady, same later. But, so
yeah,
there you have
I was about to say, what about Camp Town Lady? Camp Town Lady?
Exactly. There you have it. So Obama did this, which he shouldn't have done.
Obama? Where did Obama come in?
Well, Obama was the one who had her up for this and who started the proceedings and started the path of her being on a $20 bill.
Oh,
but
okay.
But he didn't get
Obama
a chance
was
to.
Back then?
I don't know. He could have put Michelle in there going, hey. Come here, Michelle. Look, you fat ass. If you learn a little exercise, maybe you can get on his buggy. You can leave your ass. You know, you need to get fit. But,
God.
I'm
Happy
going
Memorial
to
Day,
go
everybody.
With.
Welcome to the show.
Exactly. Michelle Obama will tie him in the back of the buggy. Come on, this is your workout. It's a warm-up. Get in there. Come on, keep up. Get fit or die. All right.
Fit or
so,
die.
knowing this and knowing the pedigree of Action Andrew Jackson, and you want to put Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill, you got to be kidding me. We are now going to do our court thing. The judge is in session. Alan, please get the kangaroo out of the court. He's my comfort animal. There we go. We are now, Alan, you are the jury. Would you mind getting into the jury box?
Okay. I'm in the jury box.
All right. What say you, Alan? Is Harriet Tubman guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, or should she be on a $20 bill?
No, I say she's guilty. Look, because she partied.
Don't you
on
want
the
to? Don't you want to? Don't you want to take your time to think about it? Don't you?
No.
You know?
From everything I read, guilty.
Guilty. Should she be
yep.
on the $20 bill?
No, she's guilty.
Should she replace, in fact,
by
even better,
that time?
Should she replace Action Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill?
You know what? I think we should take both of them, you know, forget about her and take him off and put somebody else on.
No. I mean, no, the accomplishment. Wait a minute. Action Jackson is not on trial here. It's Tubman. Should she replace him on a $20 bill?
No, she shouldn't.
Ellen?
No, she
really?
Should not replace him on the $20 bill.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
Okay.
So you said guilty.
Call?
No, this is my gavel. I got to hurry it up. I got to go eat. What was that song? What was that movie? Son, we got to... Come on, the night the lights went out in Georgia. That's
oh yeah, just the night the lights went out in Georgia. Yeah, what about it?
Exactly. Well, at the end, after he killed him, he goes, "Well, gotta go eat."
Oh, okay.
Okay, you'll hear this song because I'm gonna play it. So you say she's guilty. I think she's guilty. Should she be on a $20 bill? No. Back then, it was a crime.
No.
It was a criminal. It was a crime for what she did. She stole the buggy.
She
went for a joyride.
I didn't even realize that, okay, but she was forcing these people to leave their plantations.
Some of them. And the brochures didn't really help. When you open up the brochures and when you're getting the buggy, it says, hey, be free or die. I mean, it sounds like you're being kidnapped by Tupac. I don't know.
Tupac. Oh, my God.
All right. So we are holding her guilty. Not only she did high crimes and misdemeanors, but to be on a $20 bill. See, I just think people just want to go after Trump for no reason. He's not our favorite guy either. But come on, you're going to replace her with Andrew Jackson on a $20 bill. Really? Let's get rid of that Benjamin Franklin guy. I mean, what has he done lately? I mean, what did he do?
You know what? Okay, if you look up all of these presidents that are on our money, I bet they all have some sort of sordid past.
Well, they probably do,
like
but are they guilty of high crimes? And not many of them. But not many
of them.
No,
like I said, you have to be a little crazy.
Have created high crimes and misdemeanor. So this argument is silly.
Well, I still stand by my thing about you have to be a little crazy and narcissistic to think you can run a country.
You do, but besides, but I agree with you 100%. But the fact of the matter, the serious fact of the matter is social media and their stupid social media justice saying that this woman should be on a $20 bill that replaced Andrew Jackson, Axon Jackson. It's ridiculous. Back in the day, whether you like her or not, whether you agree with her morally, that was the law back in the day. And she broke the law. She did a lot of things like that.
I mean, if she...
Why
she
are we honoring her?
Up.
Why are you honoring her on the $20 bill? You're going to have the argument that all those people on the $20 bill are slave owners. You can have that argument. But slavery was not against the law. Go ahead, Ellen. I didn't mean to step on you,
but
I just want to make that point.
Harriet Tubman was breaking the law beyond breaking the law. She was kidnapping these people and forcing them to go.
And grabbing them. Come on, grab you by your nappy head. You're going to be free. But Master, I'm going to go back.
I don't want to be free. I'm safe here.
Exactly.
I like where I live.
Yeah. Freedom. Exactly. She's up there grabbing them by their hair. They're all jerry. They probably got the hair done. They got the nice jerry curl glowing. You know what I mean? It's all waving. She's dragging them, putting guns to their heads. And then she was carrying a concealed weapon. I'm sure she didn't have a permit. I'm saying... This woman.
Yeah, really. That's the part I can't get over. She's carrying a gun. She would shoot their ass if they didn't.
Where did she get that? What kind of railroad service is this? I mean, as soon as the Asians heard about this, they kind of upgraded the railroad. This is not the best. What is it? It's like Chicago Railroad Service? No. She's a criminal. Back then, she broke the law. And I don't think she should be able to be on the money. What did she do except kidnap black people?
Like I said, she was
threaten
the
them.
First.
I mean, after you have a long, hard beating, you know, a Saturday night, you probably had a long, hard beating. And then you get this black woman. You get this black lady, and he goes, and you're seeing as a woman, like, damn. You know what I mean? Even if you're a slave, you're going, damn. It's like, come on, baby. You talking to me? Yeah. And you look both ways, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of sneak off the plantation. You know? You look kind of nice, girl. Yeah, girl, what are you doing out late at night? Because that's how slaves talk back then. Well, you know what I'm doing, boy. You go, girl. You know, master found me talking to you, girl. Oh, don't you worry about master. But look at you, you fine young buck. Hey, call me Toby, girl. Okay. Oh, I like that, Kunta. Okay. I want you riding my carriage. What? Next thing you know, gun to my head, live free or die. I'm going north. I didn't have time to write my family. And next thing you know, you're going west. And there's a letter out. If you're lucky, you can't write. So you send a X letter out the window hoping somebody go, well, that's that slave's mark. What happened to him? You know what I mean? That's how it was, Ellen. That's how it was.
Oh my.
That's how it was. And then she had the nerve to come back. You got any more friends? Hell no, bitch. That's how it was. We'll be right back.
Then 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stopped at Webb's and had him a drink before he went on to her. And he won't upset him. He said, "Hi, what's the wind, Wolf? Said, today I've got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, you've been seeing that ain't for sale. Now he got mad and he saw me. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause I'll tell you the truth. I've been with him myself. That's a night, that's a night, way out in Georgia. That's a night, that they hung an innocent man. But old country boys and old backwoods telling lawyers. But the judge in the town got blessed. Walking on home, cause he didn't live for you see, and he didn't have any friends, and he just lost his job. But he thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing. he went off to Andy's. Slipping through the backwoods, father's a man. Came upon some tracks too small for a little man. He looked through the screen at the back porch door. And he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood. And he started to shake. He jumped up the trouble, was a waking him up. Slap the sheriff on the back with a smile and say, the bird's waiting at home and I've got to get to.
Southern justice, Ellen. It's how it is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Southern justice. I don't know how it is back then, but if I'm on a plantation and some beautiful woman asks me if I want to get inside her buggy, I'm going. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Ellen? So,
yep.
On the docket today, I got to be judge. There you go. Quiet in the courtroom and get that kangaroo out of here. My comfort animal. Here we go. Session. Judge Hammer. Reading the evidence. And our esteemed jury, who used to happen to be a white woman who's from the South, judging a black woman who was a slave. You could tell that this is fair justice. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do you find Harriet Tubman?
I find her guilty.
Guilty for high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, one white Southern woman who is judging a black slave woman for high crimes and misdemeanor. What could go wrong in this? She is being judged by a woman of her peers. Well, kind of. You find her guilty. Do you find Donald Trump is justified by not putting her on the $20 bill?
You know what? As much as it pains me, yeah.
So, let me be the first to say that Donald Trump has been exonerated. And our hero, Andrew Jackson, will remain on the $20 bill. Case dismissed. Let's go have lunch. That's it. Thank you for coming in. Case dismissed. And really quickly, 5 minutes, we were going to talk about the UFO. Ellen, they just spotted the UFO again. The Navy has reported it.
Oh,
we don't have time
wow.
to go into stories. It's a very interesting story. All I can say is there was a Navy pilot. He couldn't explain some flying objects.
Hmm.
And the first thing he said is reported. He said, wow. He said,
that
was on the record. Wow. He said that these things would be out there all day. Lieutenant Ryan Graves said, keeping an aircraft in the air requires a significant amount of energy. With the speeds we observed, 12 hours in the air is 11 hours longer than we expect. The strange objects, one of them like a spinning top moving against the wind, appeared almost daily from the summer of 2014 to March 2015. They appeared in the high skies or the East Coast. The Navy pilot reported to their superiors that the object had no visible engine.
Okay.
We got something flying. Yes, Lieutenant, what are you reporting? Well, we have a flying object with no engine. We're just going to bury this in the back. Sir, continue flying and record your hours. Thank you. I think you've been – yeah, no engines at all. I can't get this story because it shut down on me, but this is very interesting. It's going to take a while for it to come up again. But I find that interesting, Alan. They just reported it. Over the East Coast, that would explain the people from Jersey. We finally got an answer why they act the way they act. I think so. So we are not alone. And Navy pilot did experience this. They did record this. This has been going on for a year. They took a year vacation. They came to visit us. So we're going to go into that story another time. But UFOs are real. They have been reported. And now it's true. And they're going to start doing this. And we can go on to, because the story is very interesting. And I can't pull it up fast enough because our show's almost over. But it did say the object had no visible engine or inferred exhaust plumes.
Mm-hmm.
But they could reach 30,000 feet at hypersonic speeds. These things will be out there all day, said Lieutenant Ryan Graves. He's an F-18 Superior Hornet pilot who has been with the Navy for 10 years, who reported his sightings to the Pentagon and Congress. The related story, Lieutenant Ryan Graves is in the mental hospital and he sees bats.
He's in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. You can visit his memorial up in Bellevue. In the late 2014, a Super Hornet pilot had a near collision with one of the objects, and an official mishap report was filed. Some of the incidents were videotaped, including one taken by a plane's camera in the early 2015 that shows an object zooming, and it just went off my screen. And guess what, Ellen? That is our show for today. We will resume a regular show tomorrow. You're listening to the Hammer Radio Network along with Ellen Jay, one of the best radio personalities as my co-host. We're on the air Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. usually. You can listen to the show live. We forgot to broadcast it live on TuneIn, but tomorrow we will do it. You can listen to it live and tune in. Get the app. Download the app on Stitcher. Download the app on TuneIn, search Brian Hammer Jackson, and you'll see us. Now you can carry with us in the car. You can carry us all over the place.
Yep.
Download the app, Brian Hammer Jackson. We will have commercials. In fact, here we're going to do it. Do a 30-second commercial now. Hello, everybody. This is Brian Hammer Jackson, and that is Ellen Johnson. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
Okay, what I'm about to tell you, there's a new book written by an independent author. Her name is Tess Burnside. The book is called Right Side of Wrong. It's a thrilling book. It's full of intrigue, not so much mystery, abuse, how one woman triumphed to be a hero. So Right Side of Wrong, it's on sale now at Amazon. It's very detailed book and mature book. It has a lot of words in there that mature audience should know about. If you're a kid, there's some words in there that you say that you'll probably get your ass beat. But it's a great book called The Right Side of Wrong. Real hero. A woman in a bad relationship, but she triumphs at the end. Get it. It's on sale now. Right Side of Wrong. Thank you for listening to the Hammer Radio Show. And thank you, Ellen. We're off the air. You can take me out, kiddo.
Thank you. And come join us tomorrow, same time, same station. And don't forget, download both the TuneIn and Stitcher apps, and you can take us anywhere and listen to us anytime. So, happy Memorial Day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, we shouldn't say happy Memorial Day. We're going Memorial Day. That's where people died. And not many people should be happy. Yeah, you know, it's Memorial Day. This is the day that we remember the heroes who fought in the military to keep our country safe. What do you think? So a day of remembrance and a day to reflect and to also give our thanks to the heroes who have died for this country.
Yep.
So we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow on the same channel. Bye, Ellen. Bye.